I'd like to learn Taisvis and Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis, Salke Daita Chamina. But in order to understand the Taisvis, I think it would be preferable to learn a Gemore and Daf Kup Chav Ches Amid Beis, Kup Chav Tes Amid Aleph, and then we will, Be'ezer Hashem, understand Taisvis. Let us start on the Kuf Chav Ches Amid Beis, four lines from the bottom. Tano Rabbono, Achoitech Kizayis Boso Me'eva Minachai. A person was Choitech Kizayis Boso Me'eva Minachai. Chotchoi, he cut it. Vachalkach Chishim Olof. And then he thought he's going to give it to eat to a goy. Toyer. So it is Toyer Legamri. Chishim Olof, if he thought while it was still Mechuba to the Eva that he's going to give it to a goy to eat, Va'achakach Chotchoi Tomei. And then he cut it off, so it is Tomei. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Achoitech kezayis boso me'eva minachai. Tesefta legosin in kezayis, alachoitech boso me'eva minachai, chugendike kebeye, because only a kebeye can be mekabel tume, so he has to be speaking about a kebeye. Chotchoi va'acharkach kishav olo lachiloi lo'ivet kechom. Toi. Da'a boso ha'peirish me'eva minachai toi. Boso, that's Perish from Eva Mechai, and Eva Mechai is a Tumas Nevela. Aber Boso, a Perish from Eva Mechai, that is no more an Eva Mechai, Toyer. Hilkach, Tumas Atzmoy Einboy, it doesn't have any Tume, als Eva, it doesn't have any Tume whatsoever. Umishechishev Olof, and when he thought that he should have a Toyras Oichel, Loinoga Betume, Shikablenu, there was no negiyah betume. So memele, there's no reason whatsoever that this should be mekabel tume. Avo chishev olof. But what is if it's chishev olof? Before. Vaheiridai ba'aviv be'evel le'teir ha'seichel. That means when it was still mechuba to the eva, it got a teir ha'seichel. V'achekach chotchoi is kibol tume me'oviv kaidem lechein mitume chamura shoyis olof v'idei v'sholem kishachotchoi is kishachotchoi v'ochol otume chamura nishar olof hakalosh lehoi loy adato. So the vial we have in a baraisa as follows. A neve minachai is a tumas nevela. You cut off the bosa from neve minachai so that bosa doesn't have any tumas atzmi whatsoever. The only Eivim Menachai is Metami Kenevela, not the Boso Hanechtach Me Eivim Menachai. So if you cut off the Boso after you cut if you cut off the Boso and then you Mechashev Lachiloi, so now we got a Teiras Oichel, and now you got a Teiras Oichel, but now it didn't touch a Sheretz, so it's Teir. So that's the first case. When it was still mechuba to the Eva Minachai in Chishem Olav Lo'ochloi, so then it was already mekabel tumas oichlem when it was mechuba to the Eva. The Eva had a din of an Ava tumas, so it was mekabel tumas oichlem. So when you cut it off, so even though it doesn't have a tumas Eva, it has a tumas oichlem on itself. Fine. This is the Baraisa. Rav Asi le'ol le'bein medrashe. Rav Asi did not go to the base medrash. Ashkechei le'Rav Zeira. So he found Rav Zeira. Omalei. My omba be'bein medrashe. What did they say in the base medrash? What did I miss? Omalei. My kashaloch. What's bothering you? That omalei. Diktoni. I don't understand the safe of this baraisa. Diktoni chishei. If he was mechashev v'shafse was an eva, v'achakach chotchoi, tomei. So it says that it's tomei. So Ravasi said, I don't understand. Tumas beis hastorim, the tumas beis hastorim loy metame. How is it mekabel tume? How is the bosa mekabel tume from the eva? It was a tumas beis hastorim. So the tumas beis hastorim is not mekabel tume. Omale. So Rabbi Zeira told him, af l'didi kashele. I also had this kashe. Ishiltiya le Rabbi Abba bar Mamel. Va'omale omoni rameiri. Rabbi bar Mamel told me a teret. It's going according to Rameya. Rameya holds a maga beis astorim is mekabel tume. So Mamel Rabbi Abba bar Mamel verempfert my shverikait. Omale. So Rab Asi told him, the lav zimnin sagini omro kamoi, this shtik teure that is going according to Rameya. I asked this kasha many times, and he's telling me it's going according to Rameya. Va omri lei, and I told him, anshuldik, shoni lei le Rameya ben tume de boi hershe and ben tume de loi boi hershe. So I don't see what you're talking about. Tumis beis astorim that Rameya holds, that is mekabel tume, that is if the dover ha mekabel tume doesn't need hechshemayim. So memeila, we had by a beget, that shalosh tvochim alo shalosh tvochim. So memeila, so then he cut it, so memeila, so the shalosh shalosh's voice is mekabel tume from the tume's medras. Fine, because a beget doesn't need hechshem. That's good. But over here, you're telling me, chishiv olav loich, fine, so here's a teres oichel. Even though when it's a neighbor sholem, it has a teres oichel. So good, I understand it's teres oichel. But when was it mukshel lekabel tume? Maga beis hastorim is a maga, but an oichel has to be mukshel lekabel tume. So I don't understand what he's telling me. That was the kasha of Ravas. Omar rove umay kushe. What's the ekvel do mitshuchsha mitshuchsha? I mean, you know, the whole thing is abgefragt. Maybe the Bereis is speaking about the seva was huchsha, water fell on the yeva, so it's mukshel lekabel tume. The whole problem is only, but there was no maga tume. So he says it goes according to Rameya that tume space astorim is mekabel tume. Fine. Amar le Rav Abba bar Rav Chanan le Rove. Lomali Hechsher. I don't understand. You're making an akimta that speaking about that there was Hechsher, and the male is Mekabel Tume. Arei metame tume chamure agav ovid. It's metame a tume chamure agav ovid. That means, since it was, when it was Mechuba to the Eva, it was mechuba to the eva, so memele, it had a din of a tumah chamure, it was an ava tumah. So something that is an ava tumah does not need heksha. It doesn't need heksha mayim, it doesn't need heksha sheret. We'll see, amir di kizach, something that's an ava tumah has tumah soichlam also, without heksha mayim and heksha sheret. So what's the problem? Omalek shishimesh maise eitz shimesh. He says, no, this whole lumdis that it's mekabel, this whole lumdis that it's mekabel, tumas oichlem, when the whole lumdis that the tumas oichlem, it's mekabel tumas oichlem, without ekshemayim ekshesheretz, that's dafke if the tumas was, when it was an oich, als oichel. Here the tumah is b'shas, the tumah was when it's k'sheshimesh, ma'ise eit shimesh. Let us see the Rashi on Omed Aleph. Let's see, tumah space has story me. Hech kibol tumah b'mechuba. How is the bosor mekabel tumah b'mechuba? Aloy magoi b'seisa, it's a magi b'seisa. The kaimelon benida mikro, the tumas beis hastorim lemetamye. So yensinim rameye, bebehime makashe, oitzi uber es yodoi, b'shochet es imoim, ואחר כך חותכוי, בשר העובר מגן אבילה, ובשר העובר זה המגן אבילה, שקיבל תומה מעבר היוצא, שהיה מחובר לוי, והוא מתאמה כאבר מן החי. So Rameya holds that a maga base hastorim is metame. Omalei Rabasi le Rabbi Zeire, vohoda Rabbe ba mamla ichpesli, his teretz, I don't hold the best teretz. Vazin in Sagiya omro lai taime kamoi, tell me a lot of times it's teretz, but omri lei ano, I told him, shoni le Ramei ben tumme de boi hershe, ahi de behema mekashe, the gemur behema mekashe, hukshar uber b'shchita simoi. The uber became hukshar b'shchita simoi. Vadayin, so it's hukshar. Vadayin heiver atomi mechuba boi, and heiver atomi is mechuba boi v'timoi. So then it's metamet the uber. Avo mishna seinot nan, aboso tzorch hekshar, v'kiven de tzorch hekshar le hukshar koidem chatiche, so wasn't Husha came Khadija Bahayek Makabo Tumemovit. This is Vishuksha Kainu Khatiha Ktoni Hach Baraisa that made the price that says it's Tommy is speaking about that was Robis Tarit. There was Husha Kaidem Khatiha. So Rabbi Barav Khonon asked Rabbi, Lomoli, why do you need Heksha? Remetame Tumma Chamura Gav Oviv. Bo'oidai Mechuba Be'eva, calls man, the Bosso was Mechuba to the Eva, Oye Avatume. So the Bosso was an Avatume, Latami Odom Bekela. Betone, the Be'er Rabbi Shmuel El Bepilkin, Mazroim Shein Soifun Latami Chamura, what it says, Vechiyutamayim, that you need Heksha Mayim, is only by Zroim, Shein Soifun Latame Tu Chamure, Tzorech Hechsher. Avko, Shein Soifun Latame Tu Mechamure, Tzorech Hechsher. So whatever will never become an Avatume, only has Tume Soichlim, so that needs Hechshamay. Avo Misha Soifay Latame Tu Mechamure, Kegoy Nivla Soif Toyer, Noi. Vekoshkein Zeh Shekvar Timei. And here it's zicher or zicher time. Yeah. So the Gemara answered, "Shemesh oisai shemesh tuma chamure." So the Gemara answers, "Shemesh oisai shemesh tuma chamure lav betoires oichol shimsha." When that it was an ava tume, it wasn't an ava tume because of oichel. She'ein ha'ever metame klum al day oise boser, ala b'teiris, because of the boser, ala b'teiris eit shimesh, she'nechshav v'nimno imagidim v'atzomis liyosa eiv v'en keit. The whole ava tume is only because it's an eiver. V'hashtis avid lay oichel, now it became an oichel, Ponim chadosh is bo lekan, leidomi lenivlas oiftoir, shimetama odom ayidei achile. Now, let us just say, hanegei alonu, let us just say what the Gemara, we just learned a Gemara. We learned a Gemara, the Gemara said a person had an eva min achai, and he was machashiv, when it was mechub on the boso, Bishas was mechub on the boso, it was mechashiv, that he's going to give it a goy. So there's a Torah Seichel. So the Baraisa says that after he cuts off the boso from the Eva Minachai, the boso is now tomei. So Rabasi had a problem, how was it mekabel tomei? So it was a teretz from Rabbi Abba Bamamo, and Rabbi Abba Bamamo said it was mekabel tume because this price goes according to Rameya. Rameya holds that mage beis hastorim is a teretz mage. So now we have an eva min achai, which is an ava tume, and he thought he's going to eat, give this posa to a goy to eat, so gets a teretz eichel. So the basa was mekabel tumah from itself. Right? That was some amazing with that. So after you cut it off, it's not an eva anymore, but it's a rishon l'tumah because mekabel tumah from himself, from itself. So Ravasi asked the kasha, but it wasn't mukshel lekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah from himself, very good, but an oichel needs heksha. There wasn't any heksha. So Rabbi says speaking about that it was mukshel. Rabbi Bar Avchanan asked the kasha, and this is negeya asugya. Rabbi Bar Avchanan says, I don't understand the problem. We have a klal, and let's go by the marshal of the klal. We have a klal, a nivlas oif toya, a nevela of an oif toya, a dead chicken. So the din is that if you touch it, you won't become tummy. It's not like a nevela. It's only mitame bebeis abliya. Someone swallows an iblis oif toya, so then it's metame, it's an avatum, it's metame person. But like this, you touch it, it's nothing. The tumis nevela is bishas bliya. Fine. Af al pikein, if an oichel will touch this dead chicken, the oichel will become a sheni letume. Now how did the oichel become a sheni letume? Because this dead chicken is a rishon letume. How is this dead chicken a rishon letume? Doesn't have tumas nevela, how is it a rishon letume? So the Gemara says there's a lumdis. When do you need heksher mayim? When do you need heksher sheretz? By zroi, that'll never become an avatume. But something that eventually will have the potential to be an avatume, now is a din rishon letume. How did it become a rishon letume? No problem. You don't need a sheretz says to touch it. It doesn't have to be mukshe b'mayim. It gets a tumas oichlim without all the conditions what is necessary by every oichel. Every oichel needs hechshe mayim and hechshe sheretz. But if this has a potential to be an avatume, so memele, so it's automatically a rishin latume without a sheretz touching it, without being mukshe b'mayim. So memele. So, Rabbi Bar Avchanan said, so what's the problem over here? You're asking a kasha that a person had an eva min achai. He had an eva min achai, chishav ovo olav la'ochloi. He had an eva min achai, chishav olav la'ochloi. And then he cut it off, and you had a problem. And so it says it's tummy. It says it's tummy. So he asked a kasha, why is it tummy? There was no hechshemayim. How is it tummy? So it's no problem. Since this was an avatum already, so just like we said, a nivlas oif toya, since bishas bli, it is a din of an avatum, it is now a rishon letume. So the same thing. This is an eva min achai now, before it got cut off. So memele, so it's already a din of a rishon letume. So what's the problem? So he answered him at Teretz, he says, no, there's a big difference between a nivlas oif toyer and an eva min achai. A nivlas oif toyer, when the tum of a nivlas oif toyer is an oichel, a nivlas oif toyer is an oichel. It's roi l'achile. So memele, so since the ava tumishe boy is betoyres oichel, so memele, it's a rishon l'tuma also al toichel. Because that's the din. If it's soife letame tume chamura al tzoichel, so the it's now a rishon letuma. Here's a tume soichel. But over here, that the eva min achai was an ava tume, not al tzoichel. An eva is boso gidim, which is not oichel, and gidim atzomes and boso. The entity of an eva is not because it is a toiras oichel. An eva isn't an oichel. Gidim atzomes. So the basa, which is, had also a din of an avatume, was because it was shimesh maisei eitz. The avatume was not al toiras oichel. The avatume was because it was an eva, and an eva is metamet not betoiras oichel. The avatume of an eva is not betoiras oichel. So memele, if the avatume is not betoiras oichel, so later, so the basa cannot become a rishon letume. The basa is only a rishon letume if it's als oichel it's an avatume. But if it's als oichel it's not an avatume, it's an avatume als eva. als bei Maisei Eitz, and now it becomes an Eichel. This has no effect on it whatsoever. Now we're going to see Tosfos, and perhaps we'll understand our Gemara a little better. Okay. Now let us see Tosfos, and that Ein Gimel Amud Beis. Now, just to refresh our memory, this is the bottom Tosfos. That's me, this Mordeke Chedushim and our Tosfos. The Gemara said as follows, that the Kitzel, the Gemara wanted to say that Rav Meir is telling us a Chiddush, that a person, the Emerson Rav Meir holds, we're talking about an Eiver Medudu. An Eiver Medudu, you shechted the mother, and Rav Meir holds Shchita Oise Nipple. So therefore, if you have an Eiver Medudu, and you hold Shchita Oise Nipple, so the Eiver is an Eiver Minachai. The Shchita did not help the Eiver whatsoever. Seven Eva Medudu, and you hold Shchita Oise Nipple. So it says, so if you cut off the Basar does not need Hechsher, because the Shchita Sa'aim, the Hursha Bidomer, when you shechted the aim, so the Domim was Machsher, the Eva Medudu also, even though Shchita Oise Nipple, and it wasn't Hurshai de Shchitosa, but since it was Mechuba to the aim, so the dam that was Machshed the aim is Machshed the Eva also, so the Eva will now be Mechabal Tumeh, the Eva will now be Mechabal Tumeh, I'm sorry, the Basa of the Eva will be Mechabal Tumeh. Cut off the Basa will now be Mechabal, because it's Hurshai through the Dome. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush? It says, Basa Medudu also is Hurshe. The Gemara says, oh, it's a bit Chiddush. I would think that this Basa does not need Hechshe whatsoever, because it was once a Tumah Chamure. It was once a Tumah Chamure. It was once together with the Eber. So it's a Tumah Chamure. So I would think it doesn't need Hechshe whatsoever. Kamash Malon, that's past history, it was once a Tumah Chamura. But now it's no more Tumah Chamura, so now it needs Hechsher. And Rashi explained, the holding of Tumah Chamura is, like we said, a Nivla Saif Toyer, that there it has a potential to be an Avatumah. So if it still has this potential, so now it doesn't need Hechsher, it's a Lishin L'Tumah. But over here, it was once an Eva Minachai. Once it was an Avatum. And then later, he cut off the Basel, so it's no more an Eva. So it's no more an Avatum. So it needs Hechsher. And the Chiddush is that when you shechted the aim, this Basel became Hechsher. This is the Gemara that we learned. Now let us see Tosfos. Sal kedaitach amina, I would think, since when it was an Ava, it was an Ava Tume Loili Boy Hechsher, so now this Basso should not need Hechsher after you cut it off from the Ava. Kedemrine Peperik Bosimin Mazroin Shein Soif on Letame Tume Chamure, so that is Zroim Shein Soif on Letame Tume Chamure, then you need Hechsher Mayim, Hechsher Sheret. But so I would think here also, since it was once a Tumah Chamura, since it was once an Avatumah, Kamash Malon, Davke Saifoy. There, it's good, but it still has a potential of becoming an Avatumah. Avot Chilosoy, but that it had a history of being an Avatumah. Avot Chilosoy, ki hai. The Chilosoy Metame Tumah Chamura, once it was Metame Tumah Chamura when it was an Eivah. Ve'ein oi tzoyfei letame tumeh chamura mishepirish, after you cut off the bossa, it will never be metame anymore tumeh chamura. Tzorech hechsher. Then you need hechsher. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the chiddush of Dafke by a nivla soif toya, because it still has a potential of being metame tumeh chamura. But now this loss, now the boss, after you cut it off, it can never be mitam anymore to mechamur. So now it's like a poshet to oichel, need hechshemayim, need hechshesheret, and then I'll be mekabel to. Kach perish bekontres. That's what Rashi says. Vahadin imoy. So Tosfos says he's moiredik right, but we have to be medayik the loshon of Rashi. Rashi said a mouthful over here. Vahadin imoy shepirish kein the davkek shepirish tzorich echshem. That means after it was cut off from the Eva, so now it needs hechshem. Avol ba'oidai mechuba, but before, when the bosa was still on the Eva, ain't tzorich hechshem. Then I have the, it's metamet tumah chamura, so automatically it's metamet tumah soich lamosa. Cold man, the bosa was on the Eva, it was an Ava tumah soich lamosa, it had everything. That is the limud I learned out from, just like a nivles oif toyer. A nivles oif toyer means it has the potential to become an avatumah. When it is mamish now an avatumah, tzicha has atumas oichlin also. Tzicha has atumas oichlin and tzicha has atumas oichlin. Avo ba'oidai mechuba ein tzorech hechsher litztarev lepoches mikebeye. That means if now this basa before it was cut off, so this basa has a din of oichle, it's an avatume, but you'll take this basa and you'll connect it to a pachas mikebeya oichlem, now have a kebeya oichlem, so this basa will be mitzav to kebeya oichlem, and it's called, you have a kebeya oichlem, it's mukshel lekabotume, nikibi mekabotume, calls man, it's an avatume, tzich has a din of tumas oichlem. Aval ba'oidei mechuba, ein tzorech hechshe, litzav lepachas mikebeya. Even though we just learned the Gemara said that it's an avatume, not als oichel, it's an avatume als eivel, which is eitz balme, afal pikein, bishas, it's mechuba to the eivel, it has a tumas oichel. And it's irrelevant why it has a tumas oichel. Now we'll see soon. Domrin and Besoif Perik Tvuyoy. Now Tosis brings a Gemara and Perik Tvuyoy. The Poro Uporim Metamim Oichlon Omashkin, Machma Shesoifen Letame Tuma Chamura, Lemrina Maise Eitzu, Avogav the Tuma Chamura Shlam Einem Itam Ruyis Oichel, Avula Oisek Besreifus Urba Tomis Metame Begodim. Now, Tosis brings a Gemara and will appreciate perhaps more the din what we're saying now. The halach is, let's talk about one case. A por adume. You shechted a por adume. The por adume is shechted a behime. It's not tome. No, it is tome. It's a rishon letume. Who was metamit? Nobody. But since this por adume, later when they're going to burn it, so the soyref is going to become tome. So this por adume has a potential of being an av hatume to be metama an odom. So now it's a rishon letume. Now it's a rishon letume. It's toy. No. It's a rishon letume, and some single touch will become a sheni letume. And the Gemara says over there, it's a rishon letume kosayfe letame tuma chamur. Now Tosfos says, when it's got the tuma chamura, that's what a por adume is metame the soyref. Is it because it's an oichel? Not because it's an oichel. Because v'araya, you burn the oil, the one who burns the oil, is also, sreifes oil v'atzomes, is also metama odom. So the sreife pore, that is an avatume, is not because it's an oichel. The sreifes pore, that's metame, is because it's, I feel, you don't need the teiras oichel shaboy to make it an avatume. Af al pikein, now it has a tumas oichlan. Now it has a tumas oichlan. So what do you see from over here? So over here you see a moiredik ezach. If something has a potential to be an avatume, it is irrelevant why it will have a din of an avatume. Can have an avatume als oichel, can have an avatume als eitz. It's irrelevant. If this
thing has this potential, or is now an avatume, it has now a tumas oichlem. It has now a tumas oichlem. If it will become an avatume, if it is an avatume, it has now tumas oichlem. So therefore, Taishva says, let's talk about an eva min achai. And the bosa, it's attached now. The bosar is attached to the eva. The eva is now an avatume. Why is it an avatume? It's not because it's an oichlem. If it's an avatume now, it has tumas oichlem automatically. So the bosar now is a rishon l'tumah. Kol zman it's an avatume, it's a rishon l'tumah. The minute it becomes ois eva, so now I want to say, oh, a minute ago, it was a rishon l'tumah. So I say, no. Aponim chadosh is b'holakam. A minute ago, it was a rishon l'tumah because it was ma'isa eit shimes. The whole avatumah and rishon l'tumah was because it was an eva. The minute it became ois eva, now it became an oichel, now it is toil legamri. It's toil, nir hechshe mayim, nir hechshe sheret, it's toil legamri. So that lundis that the Gemara said in further in Mesechtes Chulim, that Maisa H. Shimesh is a svarim, that this is called aponim chadoshes, that is dafke after it lost the shem avatume, after it became ois avatume, became cut off the bosa from the eva, so now this bosa will be toil legamri. But if it is an avatume, or if it has a potential to become an avatume, so now it has a din tumas oichlim, even though it didn't touch a sheretz, even though there was no hefshet, it has a din tumas oichlim. So memele, so what are we up to now? We're up to now as follows. That if you have an eiver minachai, which is an avatume, kozman it's an eiver, the boso shaboy is arishin letume. Kozman it's mechuba. After you cut off the bosar is toil. Fine. That's our Gemara. That is our Gemara. And I say, even though before it was an avatume, because it was maisa eitzimish, before it was an avatume al tzeva, now it's not a neva anymore, it's toil legamri. That's what it says in our Gemara. Af al pikein, we have a moiridik echidish in our Gemara that the Marsha is madgish. We have a moiridik echidish. When it was an eva, it had tumas oichlam. Because of the lomdus, that's its metama tumachamure. It became mukhshir because when you shechted the aim, it became mukhshir. When you shechted the aim, it became mukhshir. So this baso became mukhshir then. Now, did it need hechshir then? No. Was it an oichel then? No. It had too much oichel in them. But the hechsher that it acquired when it was an eva, that hechsher remains that later when you cut off the bosel, it's mukhsher ready lekabel tumah. That is agama. That means bishatoi, it had too much oichel. So if it had too much oichel on it, so memele, so you could be machshir something that has tumas oichlam, even though it doesn't need hechsher, but al kaponim, the concept of hechsher applies. Now let us just go a little further. The time of the maisi, eight shimesh mahanya lichshep kishepirish, when the katz ain't soifil atamay oitumachamure. So then it loses everything. Then it doesn't have a teres oichel. Then it needs hechshemayim and hechshesheretz. V'hod o'ma perikam ed psochim, poro sheshosiso mechatos. A pora, plain pora, that drank mechatos. Mechatos is an avatumen. Batlu b'meyeho. So the mechatos becomes ois mechatos, because it's possible behesach hadas, so it becomes ois mechatos. Now you have, it's not mechatos b'meyel. Umefarish osam, the botlu mitume chamure, so it's not an avatume, avotume kalo mitamim, but it's a rishon letume. Now here, over there we have that it was once an avatume, it was mechatos, which is an avatume. Then later, a pogah swallowed it, so it became oisav atume. Afal piken, it remains a rishin latume, even though now it's not anymore an avatume. So this is lechayre, not like we were saying till now. We're just saying the whole din rishin latume is only kozman, it's an avatume, or has a potential to be an avatume. Here, this mechatas will never become any more an avatume, and it's still the rishin latume. Avatume kala metamin. So Taisa says, you know, because there is a chilek. Lechshibi hosa maisi eitz. Lefisha mitchilosam tzrichim shayiruin lishdiya. That means the avatum of mechatos is because it's drinkable. V'nimtza shetuma chamura shalem ein elamitam huyis lishdiya sodam shayi ben kva. It was an avatum because it was roi lishdiya. If that's the reason why it's an avatume, so memele the tumas oichlim that was chal remains until it becomes ois avatume. Shim leikain, because it wouldn't have been roi lishdi, lo yiruin lazo, lo hochi en tzrich en echshu sheret. So that's why after becomes ois mechatos, it is still a zarishin lutume, afilog shen soifan oi letame tume chamura. Even though it's not soifan letame tume chamura, so this is, these are the guidelines that Taisvis tells us. Taisvis tells us that something which is now a Tumah Chamurah, it is irrelevant why it has the Tumah Chamurah. Als Maisei Eitz, als Oichel, now it has a Tumas Oichlem. If it becomes Ois Tumah Chamurah, so now the Oichel is Toya Legamri. But if the reason it had a Tumah Chamurah was because of the Shem Oichel Shaboy, so now, when it becomes oistur tumachamure, the tumas oichlem will still remain. These are the klolim that Taisva says. Okay, let us go to the Gemara further. We have a Mordek Alomdish Gemara now. Omar Rav Chisde, Machloikis, the Eivel, the Uber Chai. We had a Machloikis in the Mishnah. There was an Eivel, the Uber Shahitzi Yodai. So, and then they shechted it. Shechted the Ein. So Rameyer says, the Eivel, Shchita is a nipple. The Eivel is an Eivel Minachai. And since the Eivel is still attached to the Uber, so the Uber is Mekabel Tumah from the Eivel. That's what Rameyer says. And the Chachamim say, no, Shchita ainay oisi nipple. So the Shchita helped for the Eva. The Eva is Toher. So the Uber is also Toher. We have this in the Mishnah. Now we have Amuridike Machloikis. Zot the Gemara Azoi, Omar Avchista Machloikis be'Eva the Uber Chai. That we're only speaking about if the Uber was alive, b'shas they shechted the Ein. Then Rameh says, Shchita is a nipple. Chachamim hold, ain't Shchita is a nipple. Avol be'eivel the Uber meis, but what if the Uber was dead? The Uber was dead before you shechted the mother. The Uber was dead before you shechted the mother. Divrei hako, Shchita is a nipple, and the Shchita will not help on the Eivel whatsoever, and the Uber will be mekabel to. That's what Rav Chisda says. Rabba Omar ke machloikis bozeh, kach machloikis bezeh. Just like there's a machloikis by an uber chai, there's a machloikis by an uber meis. Now let us just see one Rashi. The uber chai, Rashi says, the yesh b'minoi shchite, mahani shchite, af le'eva hayoitze letarei. So now I'd like to say over a Muradik Imre Moshe. Imre Moshe wants to explain the Machlokes, Rav Chisda and Rabbe. He said like this, Rav Chisda held that if the Uber is alive, if the Uber is alive, after the never been pkuah, you shech the ain, you're allowed to eat the Uber. What is the lumdus? He brings a guy, why he said like this. But what is the lumdus? So how does it work? The lumdus is that shchites her aim helps for the uber. That means the uber becomes geshochten. He didn't shech the uber. the uber, that's it, but toicha aim, so the shritas aim helps the uber. It's like the uber was geschacht. Fight uber was geschacht. Fight. So my mele the chachamim hold, ain't shrita ois in nipu. So that means that the shrita works also on the eva. So even though the eva not allowed to eat, okay, you have a possible basa basa the treifel ois a chelo. But the shrita will be metayel the eva. That is if the uber is a lie. So there's a concept that I shechted the uber. I shechted it to the shrita same. But there's a concept of shrita by an uber. It's a live, it's a live animal. So it's geschachted. So the shrita helps on the eva. He says, but what is if the uber is dead? So the halacha is, you're allowed to eat the uber. He says, now, how do I understand this? You're allowed to eat a dead uber. The shrita helps on an avela. There's no such thing in the world. How are you allowed to eat the uber? Not because the shrita helps. Al kochach, there's a gzeres akosuf. The chol ba behema teichelu. It becomes mutter, whatever is in the behema, you're allowed to eat. Just like we had, if you'll have a piece, you cut off a piece of the uber, and it's still in the aim. So it's also mutter. Chol ba behema teichelu, that's what we had in the Mishnah. Now, pshat is when there's a piece of meat, that piece of meat is geschochten, it's garnished. It's a piece of meat. No, there's a gzeres of kosuf kol ba behema teichelo. The aim, the whatever is b'mechitzis the aim becomes mutter, but not that it's geschochten. So he said, amur dekezach. If the uber is alive, so then the concept is, I shecht the uber, because the concept of shrita applies by an uber. So it's called, I shecht the uber. So then I said, you know, the hand sticking out is also part of the uber. The shrita helps on the hand also. You're not allowed to eat it. Aber ein shrita is a nipple. The shrita helps for the hand also. So the shrita will be metayer. The Eva, the Shchita by Metah, the Eva, because a Maisa Shchita was done on the Yubel, and the Eva is a Chelik of the Yubel. It's also Bachila, but Al Kaponim, the Shchita can still help on the Eva of the Yubel. But if the Uber is dead, so you can't say that the Heter is because the Shchita helps on the Yubel. You can't shecht a dead animal, and a veil can't be geshocht. So al kochach, this is a different zeres akosef. Kol asher bebeima techelu. Whatever's in the beima becomes mutter. It's nitfal to the heter, but not that it was geshochten. There was no meise shchita on the yubel. So what will be metayer the eivel that's chutz leimoy? There's nothing to be metayer it. So memele, so al kochach, it's tamei. That was the svara of Rav Chisda. A meiridike svara. That's what Rav Chisda held. And Rabbi said no. Rabbi held that even it's dead, pasuch et shchita. I had a pashchita by a nevela. But we hear a lashon of Tosfos, it's chai agav imoy. That since the mother is alive, the chiddush akra kol asher bebeima teichelo is not samozoi atruk and exeris akosu. The pshat is that since it's betoicha aim, it gets a din chai machmasayim. It is a din chai machmasayim, so memele the shritas aim will be matarit and be metayr the eva. So memele, that is the machloikis, rabbe and rav chiste. That's how the Imre Moshe explains the machloikis, rabbe and rav chiste. We had further in the Mishnah as follows. Ben Shmoina Chai. We had in the Mishnah that the Mishnah, the whole Ariches, we find Shchita is not Metayer a Behema Tmeyim. Shchita is Metayer a Treife. And the Gemara wanted to say Chilukim between a Treife and a Tmeyim. So the Gemara said, first of all, a Treife had a Shas. Kosher, but before it became treif, the concept of shchit applied. So therefore, shchit can be, the concept of shchit applies already by a treif. Before it became treif, So the concept of Shchita remains to be metayered. At Tmeya doesn't have a concept of Shchita, so Mamela, Shchita's Tmeya is not metayered from Tumas Nevela. Then the Gemara is the question, what if you have something that never, a traitor that never had a shasa, a koisha, was a traitor b'mei imoi, it didn't have a shasa a koisha, so what, will this traitor get a tara from Tumas Nevela? So we hear in the Mishnah that the Mishnah said that a ben shmeina chai shchita will not help because it doesn't have a shasa kosher. So it was born 8 months. It's going to die. It's an eifel. That didn't have a shasa kosher for shchita. Number one, and number two, it's ein b'minoi shchita. The ben shmeina. There's no mean that he has shchita. It means a treif, even though this behemah is treif, yesh b'minoi shchita. So therefore, shchita helps akaponim to take off the tumas nevela from a treif. But a ben shmoyne chai ain't b'minoi shchita, so memele, so that is why the shchita will not be metired from tumas nevela. That we had in our Mishnah. Zokte Gemara, Vahasanya, we learned in Teures Koyanim, Ben Shmeine Chayechiach, Sh'af api sheyesh b'mine shchite, ein shchitosoi metaharosoi. Now, the Teures Koyanim is saying as follows. The Teures Koyanim is saying that if you shecht a treife, it doesn't have to miss nevela. Why? Because yesh b'mino shchita, the concept of shchita applies by that mean, so the shchita will help to make it ois nevela. Frekt et teures koinim, that's a klal. So a ben shmoine chai, it's also yesh b'mino shchita, and you see, it's a nevela. That's what the teures koinim says. We'll come to pshat in a minute. So our Gemara, the while there's a contradiction between the Teures Koyanim and our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says a ben shmoyne chai shchita is not metayer because ain b'minay shchita. The Teures Koyanim wants to ask, you say a treif is not tamei tumas nevela because yesh b'minay shchita. If that's the criteria, a ben shmoyne chai is also yesh b'minay shchita and it's a nevela. That's the Teures Koyanim's kasha. Al kapanim et zastira to our Mishnah. We learned in Abraham and Teres Kain, Ben Shemayin is Chayechiach, Shav Opi Shiyesh B'mine Shchita, Ein Shchita Soi Metarosoi. Omer Rav Kahane, Yesh B'mine Shchita, Agav Imoi. That what the Teres Kainim says, Yesh B'mine Shchita means, if you'll shecht a Ben Shemayin Chay, through shechting the mother, so then it'll be it's what the bachila it's a yesh b'mina shchita. That's called yesh b'mina shchita. V'tane didon and atane that says ain b'mina shchita mina de imei loy polich. And that what you can shecht it to the mother. That's not called yesh b'mina shchita. Now agavuche abuchana wants to say over here what's the machloikis. The machloikis is what is between the Teures Koyanim and the Mishnah. What is pshat and kol b'vayim atechelu? That he wants to say pshat that the Teures Koyanim learned that the shchita sa'aim helps for the nevel. So memele yesh b'mina shchita. The concept of shchita applies also by a ben ches to the shchita sa'aim. So memele that's from the Teures Koyanim. Our Mishnah that says ain b'mina shchita. A young husband with the mother, that it's mutter, if you shech the mother, that's because the Xeris Akosu called Babay Matechelo. That, yesh b'mina shchita. So Mamela, that's what the Bachonah wants to say. Gets a little bit more complicated. Machlekes, a Bryce and a Mishnah then. But Al Kaponim, the Bachonah wants to be mitzadded like this. Let's see a little further. V'tane didon, minidim loy porich, olahai tane, according to the Teures Koyanim, the porich treife de shchitosei metaroso menole. So that means, how do we know? It comes that a ben ches is also yesh b'minoi shchita. Ben ches yesh b'minoi shchita. V'af al pi kein, it's an avelu when you shechted.
And a treife yesh bemina yishchiten, and it helps. Menole, how do we know? How do we know that shchita helps to metaira treife? Is not galaymed Rav Yehuda Marav. Lam Rav Yehuda Marav, omir lo b'masnisin tone, omar krov, v'chiyomus min habehema. Hachazal, non psukim. V'chiyomus min habehema. It says, certain behemoths, when they die, they become tamei. We're speaking about a behemoth tahira. Certain behemoths are tamei, and certain behemoths are toir. Mitzas behema metame, or mitzas behema eina metame. Ve'ezu zu treifa sheshochta. So al kaponim, the criteria is not yes, b'mino yishchite. We learn out from this pasuk, chiyomus min habehema. There are certain behemas that die and don't have to misnevel, and that is a treife sheshochta. Let us see Rashi. Basanya b'teres koinim gabi chiyomus min habehema ben ches yechiyach she'af al pi sheyesh b'mino yishchite ein shchite metarose im noilad v'shochtoi. So it won't help. Aval agav imoy nita b'shchite simi divay hakel. So there's kind of mesakash. So a ben chesiv yishchite alone it won't help. Even though yesh b'mino yishchite af treif af pi sheyesh b'mino yishchite loyte teren yishchitose masnisin k'toni ben ches ein b'mino yishchite. Amrav Kahan, I did Tony Tan, the Bryce has been a shrit, Agavime come, he means Agavime has been a shrit. Shenita Bishrita, Zimoi. And the Tan of Amishnah's mean the Dimei Le Porich, Le Shiva Le Pirche. The Hoyel Vein, Bibneches Shrite, Ein Bemine Shrite Kirine Bey. Since you can't shecht it alone, that's not called Bemine Shrit. La Hai Tan, the Bryce, the Porich, Mina de Imei, Besova Yesh Bemine Shrite Kirine Bey. So what is the difference, Taka, between a treife and a benches? So treife, the shchita mit haros, menoloi, treife, glei, mit behem, mit meye, then shchita mit haros, just like a behem, mit meye is also bachila, and a treife is also bachila. So just like a behem, mit meye, shchita won't help, who are then by a treife? So the Gemara says, I have a posik, v'chiyomos mina behem, mitzas behem. Let us see two Tosfos in. Machloikis be'eved u'bachai. Machloikis is by an eved u'bachai, u'be ben ches. It's talking about a ben ches. That is machloikis ramei and the chachamim. Dilu ben tes kishar be'emel ramei v'ton shchite. A ben tes ramei holds b'chlau. There's no shchite same as tamas a gonish mit gonish. It needs shchite mitzad atzmai. Lahai tane de kaporich, the tane in the Torah's koinim that asks, he asks this kasha that how do we know that a treife is, the shrit is metayer, what is it different than a benches? The shrit metaros minolon, tzas teime, the kula choda bereisi be Torah's koinim, V'yedeya v'yoda reisha v'lo yoda seifa. Amor dike kashe, Taisus asks, the Gemara asks, we have a pircha that says, koinem es a pircha, you can't say the criteria is yesh b'mina yishrite, because a ben ches is also yesh b'mina yishrite. So the Gemara asks, so what's the teretz? So how do I take and know that a treif shrite is matayim betum es nevela? So the Gemara says, oh, I'm a yudam harav, a psaposik, a drash. So the Pella is, the Teres Koinim says this. He asks a kasha from the Teres Koinim, and if you look in the Teres Koinim, so you'll see clearly the Teres Koinim brings this drosha. Our Gemara is oblivious to the Teres Koinim. Rabbi the Marav said a Teres, and someone else said a Teres. So that's Teisvis Kasha, Ktas Teime. I think they bring down from the Ramban, they didn't see it in the Beinik, the Ramban says, and not all the Maroim were Boki in Teres Kainim. They didn't know the Teres Kainim.
So they knew this from a baraisa, but they didn't know the whole Torah's kainim. So Mamela, yes, Kakasha, how do I know that a shchita's treifa helps? So he had to be a member of Yudom Arav, or he learned in a baraisa, this trash, but he almost min a behemoth.